Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your corporate tyrant and GM, and I'm here with the full crew. But before we get started, let's get them lightsaber checks. Fours.
Hey, I'm Fours. I'm Sean, and I play Fours. I was thrown off when you called yourself a corporate tyrant, because that's not the voice that I'm hearing. It's like a radio personality. Rolly. Hey!
Oh!
20?
That's a 20.
Oh,
15.
They talk about odds.
Yeah, this is a lucky-ass campaign, I gotta say.
It'd be amazing if you double lightsabered again. After years of playing, like, all right, Sean, if I can take it away.
Why not?
You're the GM now.
That backfired big time.
Transcendent John. Rolling dice. This is John playing as Lucius. I'm a level 8 sorcerer with a little bit of bard. And I rolled a 17. Jesse, go for it.
Hey everybody, this is Jesse playing as Oswald, a level 4 inquisitor. And I rolled a 6. Marshall.
Hey everybody, this is Marshall. I play as Keegan. I am a level 8 fighter samurai, and I rolled a
that's a one.
The 20 and Marshall played
the slot one. Machine. Play the slot machine sound effect here.
My first dice was a 1. Okay, followed up by an 8.
Nice.
Mav.
Hey, I'm Mav. I play Dosh. I'm a level 8 swashbuckler with some monk thrown in there. I rolled a 6. GM.
Don't you dare roll. Unless if it's a double 1, then I'll allow it.
Don't ever call him up. You're rolling against us.
Hey, we're
grab his gold dice.
I'm your dungeon master, and I rolled a 12.
On a on a D12.
Shush.
Oh, but man.
But Keegan, how about them recaps?
Okay. I'll find my mute button just in case I cough more.
Rapid bag crinkling.
So,
sunship long is a curse.
Let's see. So last time, Fours was in the labyrinth, the maze. We had all placed bets on him. Lucius made a really big bet on him. And we were talking it up with some Kabuto Syndicate guys in the bar. Where
do we know if people listening to this know how stacked the odds were against that bet?
They do. They will know it by Sean and I's clear
I was worried in the moment that it wasn't going to be narratively satisfying. it just happens.
Yeah, we're like, we're an actual play. Play it through.
Yeah.
No cheating. Beat the odds. Definitely was going to cheat. I don't know how I was going to cheat, but I was going to cheat.
Just make it happen. Just do it. So, yeah, we were talking it up with some Kabuto Syndicate members in the bar, getting some information. Branch and...
Arsh, right? Or am I wrong?
I'm scrolling up to look at names.
John's right, Marshall's wrong.
Siren and Marsh. Branch wasn't there. That's the one that stuck, though, because it got brought up once. They showed up, told us we had to leave because they recognized us from the water plant. Fours came through in clutch, winning the labyrinth, basically, and finding Laura. And now we are in a weird situation where we're being told we're not going to get our money. We have to leave while they're still trying to kind of listen to us. And then Oswald cast a spell, which caused the alarms to go off, and he's out the window. Did I forget anything major? Marsh wants
his
sword recap. Back.
Really downplayed the tension.
Thanks.
Out the window.
window and all things are cool now, so let's keep going.
Yeah, that's it. Oswald's out the window. Fors is in the labyrinth maze, and Keegan, Lucius, Dosh are maybe gonna talk to some Kabuto guys as the casino erupts with the news that we might not get paid.
Because a lot of other people followed that bet.
A lot of people followed that bet, and now they think it's suspect. And I'm done.
Correct. So we pick up here on the floor of the Aboleth's Maze Casino, with a small riot beginning to start. Guards about the area trying to hold people back. Right now, our heroes dealing with the Kabuto Syndicate. What's our next step?
Right off the bat, our personal, Hedron phones, or why am I having a blank on our
H-coms.
Communication device?
Livers?
H-coms, thank you. H-coms. I'm such a ding-dong right now. Can we take pictures with these things?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, definitely taking pictures of me winning on the scoreboards and stuff, collecting evidence of, like, this actually happened, and kind of taking some pictures of the crowd. So, as I recall, at the end of the last episode, everybody got, like, a mass text saying that the casino wasn't going to pay out, and I had my phone floating in front of me so I could read that. So, at this point, I'm kind of just snapping a bunch of pictures, whirling my phone around, and I'll put it back in my pocket afterwards. So, all from my sitting position, kind of look over to where Oswald made his exit. Just like, God damn it. What the hell just happened?
Crab legs went up and he's late, burned out the door.
So I'm just like sweating a little bit, rub my brow, and look over at Siren and say, thank you for giving me the opportunity to explain what's going on here. But do we have time to talk? This place, you saw that text. This place might get kind of rough.
Yeah, she will go into a professional mode of, this place is no longer safe. You're absolutely right. Though we still have much to discuss. Go ahead and give me a perception check. Dosh, Keegan, and Lucius.
No, I don't perception good. I got 4.
Ooh, I rolled a 15.
Let's see. I got a 23 on my perception.
All right, Keegan, you will see one of the guards that was shooting at Oswald will turn and face towards Lucius, yourself, and Dosh, and will look like they're ready to take a shot.
I'm going to put myself between Lucius and them and point him out. Siren?
Yeah, in this moment, as the adrenaline-pumped guard goes to fire, they will fire at Dosh. Though the shot is not well placed, it is still aimed at Dosh, but you'll hear a second gunshot go off.
See some rando in the background get knocked out.
Standing in the doorway of this air-conditioned casino, Connie Clash will lower her gun as she shoots the bullet out of the air. She looks around a little bit at this scenario and, is this a courthouse or a casino? What the hell's happening?
Lawyer!
My client... my clients and I are going to leave now.
This is supposed to be a calm environment, not the chaotic environment of a courtroom.
But she will motion all of you to follow her.
I'll reach across the table and finish Siren's drink and say, my lawyer has spoken.
I guess now, lawyer!
Yeah, Siren definitely has a confused look of, wait, what just happened? Who is this?
I'll slowly stand up and kind of work on my coat or something, or whatever, my blazer, whatever I'm wearing, just kind of ruffle it up a little bit and say, I'm terribly sorry that we have to leave like this right now. But we do need to do as our solicitor says. But I do mean that I meant no offense being here. And we will speak again. I'm sorry for the slights taken.
Keegan's going to place himself between Lucius and anybody else with a gun.
Yeah, defending Lucius and heading out. You definitely leave Siren standing there a bit holding the bag, just kind of... You can see, like, people throwing punches behind her, guards trying to stop people from starting larger fights, throwing trash cans of, like, this is a shit casino! This is bullshit! Where's my money? You can even see the Kabuto guys that Dosh was talking up, being like, well, wait, are we not going to get paid? We put money down on this. He said it was a sure thing.
Before leaving... I would like to speak with Okani and say, in leaving, and I'll kind of point at the board showing that I won. I wouldn't mind keeping that. Are you going to be able to help with this? Because it sounds like...
I kind of looked down at you and keeping the board or your money?
Keeping the money.
Well, that's what we're going to try to do.
Great.
After I figure out why Dosh called me for coffee.
Cocktails.
You'll be paid handsomely.
Oh, wait. I point to my... I hold my gut where I have that fucking... I got shot out. I said, I have a gut feeling.
She'll look over you just long enough to be like, you're an ass.
God, over the table. It's so nuts how the turn of events worked out like this. All right.
By the way, nice shot.
As you head out of the casino, she will stop and... Wasn't there another one of you?
I have no idea where he is, but at least he didn't get caught.
Yeah, we're missing our Oswald friend in the labyrinth, too. But
oh, no. Forgot about Fours. We gotta get Fours back, or at least make sure he's okay.
Yeah, Okani rubs her temples for a moment, and... Alright, what we're going to do is we're going to head to a separate, non-affiliated casino. You're going to update me on what I need to know as your lawyer. And as soon as Fours is available or free, come back to get them. They can't hold them without approval, especially if they already have representation. And Justin not being here means that more than likely we can push through these middle management.
Great. Is it safe for Oswald to come find us when we get to our new location?
Where and what is an Oswald?
I was just going to say, I don't think she knows who I am.
Yeah, we'll burn that bridge when we cross it. I'll sliver out to Oswald, though, and say, I hope you're okay. We're moving to a new casino. We'll let you know when it's safe to rejoin. Please lay low for a minute.
Yeah, I'll sliver back and say, yep, I'll just hide out.
And I'll let O'Connor choose a location.
Exiting out into the streets. There is a vehicle here that is waiting that O'Connor used to get here. You can see Pulp parked across the street. You can also see a very large, very fancy stretch limo parked nearby that is watching you all exit. But as you head over into Okani's vehicle, the golden cab, they will take you to a smaller casino where you can all speak. But we will cut away for a moment. Oswald.
Uh-huh.
The fairy fire continues to illuminate around you, showing off where you are in the city. Though at this point, you're far enough away. Nobody's finding you, at least for the moment.
Yeah. I imagine that I will find my way to like a rooftop of a, you know, like a restaurant, a fast food place, like a Bob Hamburger or something. Just somewhere where I'm not visible from the street. And just lay low until the fairy fire goes away. While I'm up there, I would like to take the time to disable the chip that they put weapons that forces it to be non-lethal, because I assume that's normally something they do when you respectfully leave the establishment. And
yes, go ahead and give me a disabled device check. DC 20.
Okay. Like the magnet thing at the grocery store.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oswald's shopping cart is all sorts of wobbly.
Total of 27.
Yep, you pop it off and do what you will with it.
Do I know how long it will be before the fairy fire wears off?
You do not.
Okay. Then I will hang out and wait.
All right. Very well. So while you wait for Keegan, Dosh, Lucius, once Okani gets you over to a smaller casino, we'll ask the important question of, as my clients, what do I need to know?
How far back do we need to go?
Hi, I'm Keegan.
Yeah, she'll... Corlin, she'll... Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Reach my hand out.
I don't think we formally met. I'm Lucius. Lucius has to pull, shake her hand.
Oh, you were at Del Rose's party, weren't you?
I was.
So was I. I mean...
Yes, yeah. And the other one is the one in the dress with a nice handbag?
They ran through the maze at the Avalos casino.
Ah, gotcha. Not the acrobatic one.
The acrobatic one unfortunately got himself into perceived trouble and ran. I do not know what he did to get in trouble, but I am pretty glad that he ran. I don't know how the laws really work here. We're not from here. I'm sure you know that. But sure, as our lawyer, let's start at the beginning. We are agents of Amon employed by Ty Fralin, and we are here, unfortunately, on a mission to figure out how we're not going to assassinate... What's his name again?
Taro Shin.
Post his name. Yeah, Taro Shin. Taro Shin.
I think we need to go a little bit further back. We ran into some of those...
Kabuto Syndicate.
Kabuto Syndicate thugs at a water treatment facility out in Dust Banter. No. Yeah, Fairy District.
Mm-hmm.
And, we beat him up and started a war with
them. They were holding the water in the district hostage. And when we were faced with de-escalating, I think, some firefighters in the area, we chose to save the day by freeing the water instead. And in that process, we made enemies with the Kabuto Syndicate. It's in a house war. So unfortunately, we were the ones that started that. Typh wants to finish it by assassinating Taro Shin, but that's just not how we do things. We've been kind of trying to break away from Typh the best that we can from Amon. We never wanted to be there in the first place, but we were compelled to because Typh was able to give us, he saved our friend from death, Forz. So I'm in his debt.
We came to this casino and made some bets, and they didn't like that we won. And they didn't like us because we had ran into them previously.
The reality of it is that we didn't do anything wrong. I just saw that I could place a bet. I know how capable Forz is, so I bet that he would find this person that had been lost in the maze or hiding in the maze. And he did. He won me, 20 million credits in the process. Again, it was all very legitimate.
Yeah, Connie will definitely give out that loud whistle of like, woo!
And my phone will float up and I'll show her the pictures of the winnings and the likes. And yeah, completely did not expect that. I did have a sizable amount of money to do this mission from Amon, but that was interesting. So again, completely legitimate. I don't know what happened to Oswald, who is running with us. I would like to have him come back here to this casino and explain himself.
Does that all make sense?
Yeah, you can see Okani. She does that temple rub. She takes off her hat. She kind of stops for a moment and looks at Dosh. And Jesus, you guys get into a lot of weird trouble.
It was a ridiculous circumstance.
Oh, sure. Just like the last two parties I've seen you all at. Ridiculous circumstance seems to be a very common occurrence here.
And it is circumstance that we're with you right now. I am shocked that this played out this way.
Yeah, I'm curious how this is going to all work out legally, too, because we're on a corporate mission for something legal in Dust Banter, which I don't know how far reaching the House War stuff goes outside of Dust Banter.
Yeah, so if I understand this correctly... You, citizens of Dusk Banter, working for Amon, have challenged Taro Shin, a citizen of Avia, to a house war, and have decided to take it out here in Golden, which is neither of the countries or businesses or locations involved. Is that correct? And so now we are trying to make sure you get your 20 million credits while you attempt to assassinate a foreign political opponent to your own country's doing because of a misplaced wine basket at a firehouse?
You're getting close. But first off, no. We did not come here. We, although ordered to come here and assassinate Taro, we had no intentions of doing that. And I would like to also make it clear that we have done absolutely nothing wrong while we've been here.
Yeah, intentions are illegal.
Yeah, our goal is to try to somehow get out of this house war. And I think that, right, the whole process of even starting the house war was just a lesser of two evils. It was unfortunate.
So the house war part, I can't help with. I may not be able to help with. That may be outside of my jurisdiction as a Golden Lord.
And it's understandable. And to be fair, I don't think that it needs to be brought up in this circumstance anyways. I want you to know the full story.
I was just going to say, I don't know if this is, I mean, pertaining to anything. You said you didn't want to know about the, you couldn't do much about the house war, but I mean, the Kabuto Syndicate was illegally occupying property in Dust Banter.
No,
and to which started the whole thing, and I mean...
That's not untrue, based on what you've said, but I imagine you have Sword Eye lawyers that could handle that?
I mean, they sent in... Amon sent us in, and this is where we are now.
Right. So, she's going to ask a bunch of clarifying questions, but during this time is where it'll kind of burn up a couple hours here for both Oswald to be able to find you, as well as Fours. You'll be released from the Aboleth Casino, as the guards here will say that it appears you have representation. Though Mr. Brocaine would like to speak with you when you have time available. And they will hand you his card.
Okay, I'll reach out and take the card.
Yeah, but they will release you into the custody of a golden cab that will take you over to the small casino, Black Cat's Litter Box.
Nice.
These guys need a better marketing team.
With that, Okani will have the cab come over to pick you up. Oswald, you'll get the message where the rest of the party is at. It takes about an hour and a half before the fairy fire will disappear.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to call Pulp and see if I can get a ride. I got stuff to do.
So, Fours, while you head that way, Pulp will... Yeah, who the fuck's this?
Hey, Pulp, it's Oswald. Remember me?
Oh, yeah. You're the weird little fuck.
there is that beat and that sigh, and I say, yep, that's me. Hey, can you come?
I'm really sorry. You guys are great. What can I help with?
No, it's all right. You're not wrong. I'm actually kind of calling about that. Could you come pick me up and I'll at, you know, whatever address I'm at, and take me over to the Tim's?
Yeah, not a problem. I'm sitting pretty these days. Happy to do so.
Thanks.
But while you wait, Fours, you will arrive at the Black Cat Litter Box, the BCLB, with Okani Clash and the rest of your team.
I'll come in with a big smile on my face, and I'll put up my hands for some high fives.
Well, I immediately start clapping the minute I see him out the door. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Clapping for him.
Stand and applaud.
Good job. Holy crap.
I knew you could do it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not going to give us the money, though, because I assaulted a guy.
Huh? When there's your lawyer, please tell her what happened.
When the guards came to get all the participants out of the maze, I was in the middle of some business, and I could not leave. So, you know.
So, Fours, I guess you'd have this fun moment of, you've met Okani when you were a waiter at the party for Vincent's birthday?
Okay, yeah. I'm there now.
Yeah, but you would have that like, oh wait, no, you're the one, you had the nice clutch, you had the good dress.
Yeah. Oh, at the Estelle party.
Oh, yes, the Estelle party.
Yeah, I had a little bit more color then.
Okay, so you assaulted a casino guard. She's pulling out her data pad like she's writing notes the whole time of, please continue.
Yeah, when I found Laura in the maze, her name's Claire, by the way, she was there on completely unrelated business.
What was she there for?
So apparently there's a temporal gate that you can access in one of the rooms of the maze, and that's what she was trying to get to. So I helped her get to that. And we were so close to being able to do the whole thing without hurting anybody, but the siren, the alarms went off, and the guys came to get us out. It was just one guy. Just gave him a tap on the head, and then tied him up.
Was that against the rules?
Valid point. So this Claire person, you got them to their gate, and what happened?
Oh yeah, they're gone. They're in the past now.
Huh.
Like, literally or figuratively, they're in the past?
Literally, I think. Either that or they just died, but, so I'm going through the gate. There.
Crazy.
Yeah, I think they went back to Farthen 6 years ago.
So it's tied to Farthen, supposedly.
6 years? What a strange number.
Yeah, they were trying to They were trying to find somebody specific.
Who were they trying to find?
Zoe.
Oh, yeah, Zoe.
Okay.
Well, we all looking for Zoe.
You wouldn't know any of these people. I didn't.
It's like, oh, okay.
Is that like their kid or their... All right, I'll stop trying to pull teeth on this story here.
My lawyer's like, focus up, come on.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways.
It's now they're out of time.
Yeah, excellent work at completing that. That was amazing. What you didn't see, though, probably, was that there were... a rumor was spread that they weren't going to pay out the bets. And that whole casino went into chaos. We'll find out what happened to Oswald when he gets here, but fortunately he got out, and the Kabuto Syndicate knows that we're here. They tried to make us leave, and yeah, we're just going to have to deal with this. Taro Shin is going to know that we're here, and he's going to want to talk to us, and it's probably not going to be a pleasant conversation.
We'll cut away from here as we go back to Pulp and Oswald. Pulp will pull up to one of the higher-end Tims.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, how much are you looking to spend?
I don't really know, actually. It's more about what I'm looking to get done and how much that's going to cost. I didn't always look like this.
Yeah, me neither. Kids, right?
Yeah. Or, other things. Oswald will, sense that there's an opportunity there to, talk to Pulp and humanize him a little bit since he brought up kids. And I know from talking to, who's our contact with him on?
Orion Storm.
Ophelia, yeah, that he has a kid, but he never brings her up. But it doesn't quite feel like the right moment, so I'll let it go. I'll say I'm going to go in and see what they can do for me and see how much it costs and kind of go from there.
Alrighty, you just let me know when it's time to go.
Thanks, Pulp.
He'll lean back the chair, turn on the air conditioning, and light a cigarette. But heading inside, you'll see it is a fairly large boutique. Lizard folk, Illigan, humans, voids, all of them seem to be ready to do work, as well as there are some that are in the middle of performing the transmutations necessary to give people the look they want. How much are you looking to get changed?
Well, I am hoping that they will be able to restore my original appearance, and I will cast False Face to show them what my previous appearance looked like.
Okay, they'll ask about the hands as well and the rest of you.
Hands as well. Yeah, False Face is... I know that the name just says face, but it's all details of your appearance. It's a polymorph effect, so...
Perfect. Okay. Is this a weekend thing, week thing? You going for long term?
Permanent.
Permanent.
That'll be $20 million.
Larmdahl, the Void, we're staying the same species... saying somewhat the same coloration. If we're looking for a permanent, I can do this for 8,000.
Done.
Should take about half an hour.
I got time now.
Yeah, they will clear my schedule.
I'll go sit in what I imagine is like a barber's chair.
Yeah, imagine it's one of those lay down vibrating chairs, almost a massage chair, as they start working magic. But I do require from you a will save. DC 15.
Total of 24.
As Larum begins the spell to transform you into the false face that you gave him, you'll see them have a look that their magic isn't connecting. A couple times it seems to revert back before finally it takes. So it does take a little bit longer than they suspected, but after about an hour, you look like Oswald did originally. Larum will let you know that they put their basically kind of crafter's mark, so for other people to enjoy their work. It is on your elbow.
Okay.
It kind of stylized LADA for Larmdahl. But if you're paying the 8K up front, they're not going to put any additional effects to make sure you pay.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'll pay the 8K right now out of the 20K we got. Seeing myself in the mirror, seeing my old self again in the mirror, Oswald is going to have this moment where he's like, he's relieved about something that he didn't even realize was bothering him. And he knows this doesn't fix everything, but it's a piece, and it's moving back towards something that is, healthier and better.
Larum will shift you to face that mirror as they, I think we did good work here.
I think you did too. Thank you. I imagine I'll be like playing with my hands a little bit as well, because like the sensation of having my regular fingers back again is also gonna be a little weird. But yeah, I'll kind of look around like I feel like I ought to do something else, but like I did what I came to do, and guess I will head out. And if Pulp is still there, I'll just go get in the car.
When you get in, Pulp will lean back. You can see all of his teeth are gold.
Okay.
And he has a silver mohawk.
Sweet.
Look at you.
Look at you. I'm digging the look.
Yeah, you gotta treat yourself sometimes. Splurge.
I get it.
Well, I'm glad you got fingers. Where are we going?
We are going to head to the Black Cat litter box.
Oh, man. You like gross places. I'm in. Let's go. But back at the BCLB, Okani is looking over her notes with, all right, so we're going to start with the case with Brucane. I am not sure exactly what to do about you here to assassinate Taro. That honestly doesn't concern me. That feels like international business, which is not my purview.
Absolutely. Again, just wanted you to know the circumstances.
No, and I appreciate.
You don't happen to represent Taro Shin, do you?
At this point, I'm going to text Oswald to, hey, let us know when you're close. Hope you didn't get caught.
Yeah, she'll know. I generally stick to golden matters.
I will sense one of that. Yeah, I better. I might as well. Just to be safe. 23, Banana 11.
Yeah, she seems to be implying it, honestly, of if Taro had hired her, she would be supporting him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fours, is there anything else that we need to know that happened in the maze that might explain what else is happening outside of the maze? You assaulted a guard, fine. That's not uncommon, yeah, or even yeah, most of the time law-worthy. But clearly whatever happened in there isn't common, and Justin's out quite a bit of money, and we have the Kabuto Syndicate accusing you all of fraud. Is there anything that happened in there that I need to know about that would make this a clear case of them being right? Is there anything that happened there that would explain this as fraud? Did you know Laura before you went in?
Oh, no. Yeah, this is just happened to be in the first room that I went in. Like, of the reasonable options that I thought weren't completely cold paths.
Okay.
But yeah, I decided to go into the maze, and then Lucius told me that he was placing a long shot bet on me finding this person that we had just learned about that day, who'd been sort of guerrilla style living in the maze. And yeah,
I didn't even think Lucius told you about the bet until after you already decided to go into the maze.
Yeah.
No, I think we have a fair amount to work with here. As you are discussing, the front door will open. You will see a classic-looking Oswald enter.
Dude!
Yeah, I'll be shocked.
I'll have a big smile on my face. And just walk on over and sit down.
Smiles all around.
Oswald, what happened? You look like you.
I visited the Tims.
I'm sure that's something I would be familiar with.
Oh, you might have missed it, because Pulp talked about it a little bit on the first day when you were sick with the stomach flu in the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're transmutation specialists that are in town. Usually they do, like, you know, small changes for, like, weekends or, you know, that kind of thing. But they can also do permanent stuff, and I'll kind of wiggle my fingers.
Well, that's amazing. Does this mean you're better?
Well, it means this part of me is better. That, you know, but it's a piece, right?
Okay.
I've got a lead on maybe something else that can be done about the other part of it, but that's still in the future. We got to deal with what's going on here first.
Yeah, I guess speaking of, what the hell happened?
So when everything went all crazy and, you know, you won the 20 million credits and all, I spotted somebody like making a phone call that was like being real suspicious. And I was like, oh, I want to know what they're saying. And so I cast a spell so I could know what they're saying. And I totally forgot that you're not supposed to do that in the casino.
Well, that's a fucking blunder.
Yeah, you know. Classic Oswald screwing up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I'll come over and just give you a hug and say, I'm just glad you're okay. That whole situation could have gone really wrong.
Yeah. In that split second, I thought about what you would want me to do after I made the mistake, of course. And I did that, and it all turned out okay. So thanks for the advice.
Yeah, hopefully it was good advice, but here we are with our lawyer, and we should be able to work this out.
Okay.
And I'll turn to Okani and say, do you think that that's such a horrible offense, casting that spell inside that casino, knowing what that spell did?
I'll be honest, in the long run, it doesn't feel great.
Mm.
Sure, Oswald here has told us what spell they cast, but the casino recognizes that divination was cast, that there may be reason or suspect of fraud because you foresaw this outcome, right? That's why we don't allow or use divination in casinos.
But this spell obviously doesn't show, especially after the winning portion, right?
Yeah,
that we knew the outcome.
I didn't cast the spell until after Forrest found Laura. That is what happened, right, Forrest? That's why we won?
What? Why we? I was going through the maze for quite a while before the alarms went off, like Laura and I, or Claire and I.
Oh yeah, we had different alarms on our level.
Okay.
I think.
I mean,
in any case, I didn't cast the spell until after we saw you on the screen with Laura, and like the big like winner showed up on the betting board, and the camera showed Lucius, and you know, it was all said and done before I cast that spell.
Did your spell have components to it, verbal or semantic, or?
Why are you asking me these things, John?
because it would have been caught on video.
Yes, verbal and semantic.
As in, we could say this was the spell.
Yeah, it was verbal and semantic. You'd be if I was caught on camera casting the spell, then you'd be able to tell what spell was.
So I'm hoping that's a non-issue. It's more just protecting Oswald at this point.
Divination inside of a casino is not a major offense. We'll probably just have to deal with the Aboleth's maze, trying to confirm that you committed fraud and cheated at this. You didn't, correct, from everything I've heard?
Yeah, we did not commit any fraud. We really were just lucky winners.
She'll look at Dosh, and I do believe in the competence of your group.
I'll smile.
That being said, most cases never go to combat. I think we can probably handle this. We need to speak with Justin, though, once they return from God's face.
Did you say go to combat?
We have a strong dueling tradition here in Golden. You know, if there's a hung jury, or if a lawyer tries to challenge past an objection, you know, things like that, it can turn to a more combat situation.
I got a lawyer.
Interesting.
So with that said, what are you all going to do for the time being?
We think that this Justin character is going to be back tomorrow, right?
Justin should be returning from God's face tomorrow. I will have my firm reach out to him so we can start discussions. Though I would make a point of staying away from Sheriff Blank because they do work for Justin.
Good point.
Not saying that Justin would do anything illegal, but it's not uncommon for people to take initiative to help solve problems for some of the casino lords, if you understand what I mean.
House Wars.
No, I think I understand.
She'll look at Lucius, look over at Keegan, give that kind of slow no nod, and then look back at Lucius and give back that more slow yes nod.
Yeah, we'll be careful around the city. Think it's safe enough for us to take you out for food?
Yeah, I'm not eating out of a place called the Litter Box.
They're such
a type of nacho bar.
I mean, this is the first place we haven't eaten anything at.
When you get drinks here, they come already with a cigarette butt in it.
Yeah, she'll. I would love to have a better meal than this establishment could provide.
Let's go elsewhere and get food.
Yeah, you know the city.
Well, yeah, she'll think about it for a moment, and it's a business expense, right?
Best way to see it.
That's code for you're paying for it, Lucius.
But I knew that.
Yeah, we still got the Amon card.
Yeah, she'll... There's a great Corlean place I know, down by the gate.
Great, sounds good. Do we have we already seen this place?
It's going
to turn out to be like a hot dog stand.
We did eat by the gate earlier.
We ate at the Gap food court.
Oh, it was like, yeah, crab soup or something, like roadside crab soup.
I'm guessing this isn't that place.
But she will take you to a place called Chirai's. It is down by the water that looks over the ocean between here and Corlea. You can see the planar gate off to the southeast. You can look back and see the rest of the city. It is a place that is, well, costly. But you're looking at kind of a broiled, sautéed eel, a lot of burnt breads, sauces, a lot of clams, all things kind of, in that paella range.
Nice.
All right, that sounds awesome.
But yeah, it's one of my favorite places.
It smells amazing in here.
Without asking, she definitely will pass the hot sauce over to Keegan.
I will gladly accept it.
Hot sauce. What's that? She just knows the Corlean's going to want hot sauce.
And we are.
But between bites of clam and bread with soaked potatoes, I'm impressed that you came all the way here to fuck this town up. Why don't you just kill Taro somewhere else? Like, why are you getting involved with the casino lords and all the rest of this?
The casino lords was a complete blunder. Like, we just stepped into it. It wasn't a we didn't choose to.
Justin didn't start out bad, but he can be a dangerous person these days. And with what you guys did over at, Vinny's, you guys have pissed off Ark as well.
We won a bet.
Wait, what do we do at Vinny's?
What do we do at Vinny's? We've been here 2 days.
Ark had sent a cleaning crew to go steal some items that Vinny had gotten as a gift from Sprite. And, well, they ran into trouble.
Oh.
What was recorded was a... another group had gotten in there, killed the guards, and left.
Yeah, that wasn't yesterday.
Okay.
Oswald is just quietly not looking at Keegan, not looking at Okani, just taking small bites of food.
I'm going to put more hot sauce on my food.
Killed the guards?
No.
I love the way you say that. What
we did not kill
mark
the guards.
I don't think that we did anything all that violent, but the crew that we were working with did when they came in after us, right? Am I right on that, Jeff?
I mean,
I set a bomb off.
I will say over Sliver to the to my crew, but not Okani, there were hounds.
I'll have to re-listen to the episode. But it sounds like some hounds tore the place up. Hounds of Tindalos.
I don't know what happened. We just heard that the feud between Sprite and Ark had escalated. I mean, Sprite still blames Ark for the loss of their birthday gift, and Ark tried to get it back and to prove that it wasn't them, but clearly got taken by somebody else.
Are they talking about who may have taken it?
They brought up, well, based on Vincent's report, they blame his son and his friends. Which leads us to Amon, which leads us to you.
Flash to a photo of a bunch of people wearing Matilda shirts. Throwing a devil horn.
And two of them are Keegan and Oswald.
Matilda!
Trying really hard not to get thrown off of an airship.
Yeah, another bold business. Oh, we're everywhere.
Right, so again, we were sent here on this mission. That's why we're here in the first place. That's not how we do things. We have been spending this time scouting out the areas and trying to gather information to try to figure out the best way to not assassinate Taro Shin, but to come up with an alternative where maybe we all get to live. Typhur Island is scary.
Oh, Connie, well, definitely. I've heard that, and I do believe it. I've only performed once in Duskbanter, and... it was my favorite. Not saying it's not a nice city, but I don't disagree with the way you put that. Typh makes everything kind of uncomfortable. So with that put down, I could definitely argue us out of any issues with Brucane. At the end of the day, it seems like Oswald used a spell that, though is divination, you'll have to pay a small fine for it, I'm sure, is not arrest-worthy. for is besides an assault of a space and medical bills, and we can show a clear bias with the Kabuto Syndicate trying to force you into leaving because of what you did.
I love it.
I'll have to speak with Justin when he gets back, but during that time, since you are still under my custody, protection, you are my client, what do I need to know about what you're planning on doing next?
Oswald's got a funny little smirk on his face.
Yeah, she looks at Oswald. The fact none of you are speaking makes her a little worried.
I'll speak up, and we don't have plans yet. We're still in the planning phase. We don't have an idea what we're going to do tomorrow.
I mean, okay. I've been thinking about some plans.
Apparently Oswald's been thinking about some plans.
Yeah, she'll... Okay. Please, give me something to go on here.
Well,
so I can help control this situation from at least my end.
Well, first, I'm going to celebrate. I'm feeling good, and I want to go, like, pile on top of that. So I was going to go do the merry-go-round. But after that, I was going to get to work on this whole reason we're in town in the first place and go find some honest-to-God Kabuto Syndicate gangsters, preferably lieutenants, and get some real information out of them. I don't think we're getting anything out of casino employees. That's my starting place.
O'Connor, we'll either... have a moment of... Weren't you literally speaking with them? Lucius, weren't you literally speaking with...
Oh, we were literally speaking with them, yes.
I don't think they're high level enough. I think we need to talk to people who actually know Taro personally.
And sure, we can jump down that rabbit hole. What I foresee happening is a confrontation with Taro Shin, laying out all our cards, showing him the evidence of what Typh is, which it might be an idea to show you too. I'll think back on it and kind of look over the group. Like, here's some of the files from the now dead Justicari.
Yeah, she'll push those away, and I don't know what the Justicari are. I don't really care, not to be rude, Lucius, but this isn't going to help me do my job.
I think I see where you're going with that. So the reason why I'm showing you these files, and you don't have to look at it, it'll flip back over to me, is that we're going to speak with Taro Shin, and hopefully we're going to come to some sort of arrangement that doesn't involve some kind of violence. What I'm worried about is the Kabuto Syndicate does not like us.
I mean, that's fair, right? You started a house war.
Yeah, it's fair.
You've beat a few of them, and a couple have died.
Yeah.
Not to stereotype, but Corleans, we're a little bit of proud people. And
yeah,
the idea that we could be so easily bested, I'm sure is going to bother Taro quite a bit.
But hopefully he's going to see that together we need to come up with some sort of way to save all of our bacons on this one. Again, we're not murderers. We're not assassins. Typh sent us here knowing that we have been a thorn in Typh's side as well ever since he employed us. So he's... he sent us on this mission that he knows that we're not suited for.
The way you're laughing, Fors, or Sean, it feels like you're like Fors under the table, just like distant, just like trying to keep vision together.
Yeah, I really don't know how to roleplay that except for O'Connor eventually looking over at Fors and is there something wrong about what Lucius said?
No!
It's just absolutely true.
It's just incredibly funny when said out loud. We've been a thorn in his side ever since he employed us. It's just the funniest sentence.
If he would just fire us, everything would be so much easier.
Yeah.
O'Connor will... Alright, so you're going to convince him to not be part of the house war. Sure, that's fine. That makes sense.
And we're going to try to do it in a fashion where, in the end, everybody lives.
Well, Connie, sometimes our plans don't always go according to plan. So if, you know, violence does happen or other crimes occur.
As we all laugh again.
She's going to be so shocked when she reviews that casino footage to confirm the spell casting.
How bad is that? Are there ways we can like mitigate the impact of that on us or on this case? Like, what should we keep in mind?
Yeah, because you know, what do you need us to do?
This is a big thing, and we can't fully control it. You know, we're kind of caught in the middle of it too.
What else can I say, boys?
I think you said it. We're going to pay a fine, or hopefully that's what it's going to look like.
Yeah, the spell thing will probably work itself out. In fact, it'll probably be a side effect of our discussion, but. I mean, what you're here to do, there's a lot riding on the back end of this. I guess if we really want to try for it, we can try to get Taro into the legal system to challenge for a duel. If one of you wants to represent yourself to fight him, this seems like a lot of violence, with a lot of steps. But this does feel very much in the Dusk Banter way.
An armed office is a happy office.
And if things do go our way, there won't be any violence.
Okay, so let's go with that. If Taro is showing up, well, from what you said, Taro is showing up. How would you like me to set up this meeting?
I guess we just set an appointment with him at somewhere where he feels comfortable.
Very well.
Hopefully that doesn't go terribly wrong.
All right. And we still have Justin to deal with. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Brokeen will want to figure out what happened here.
Well, I've got a feeling he's going to do everything he possibly can to not pay people out on that bet.
Well, and Okani will check her HCOM, and well, this push is creating quite a bit of problems. Whoever helped push this for the Vorpal Pen has put Justin in a very awkward spot, because he either has to pay you out and everybody else, or admit his casino doesn't pay. Now, I imagine he'll want to take this legally, and we'll probably have to deal with some other, well, he will put a different challenge before you. Something where you prove the money and he'll drop the charges. Something else you have to do to prove that you didn't cheat.
Guilty until proven innocent.
We have to kill someone else again. I'm going to be so mad.
In order to not kill this guy, you're going to have to kill another guy.
Well, I hope he doesn't go to there, but...
Yeah, I guess we'll just see what happens, right?
These rarely end in combat. Most of us here, we don't want violence and we don't want death. That's kind of a more Dusk Banter thing, I think, with your legalized mercenaries and contract killings.
Yeah, just above table, it would be amazing if Justin Brokeen, for his defense, hires the anchored, the anchored sniper.
I mean, the anchored sniper right now is a random fruit and bean employee.
Right, but you know that you know what option they're going to take.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I bet they could take that gun away from that fruit and bean employee and give it to a lawyer.
Yeah, probably.
Dosh is going to order the most expensive drinks for everyone. Well, as long as it doesn't wipe my whole per diem out. You said this place is really fancy. I don't want the like $20,000 bottle of wine.
No, no. You can definitely get out for under $600.
Are celebration. We leaving then?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, as you all get ready to leave the restaurant.
How did I like the food? I am curious.
It still was bland and tasteless.
Okay. I feel like I would pick up on that fairly early on. I was thinking that would be the case. I was hoping that maybe my change would change it, but thinking that would probably be the case. So over the course of the meal, I will have eaten fairly little. And I will ask for a to-go box for most of my food, and I'll also order a dessert to-go, something nice and fancy.
Yeah, they will provide all of that.
And my plan is to give that to Pulp.
Yeah, as you all head out of the restaurant into the parking lot area, the long stretch limo is there. But standing outside of the stretch limo, you can see Domin.
Domin.
I'll raise my eyebrows at that.
I'll stand in front of Lucius.
Which one's Domin again? Sorry.
Forza's kin who tried to shoot you at least twice.
Okay. I'm sorry, who are you? No.
Yeah, Domin will step up to Forza and Slap that green, Ken. Go for the high five and a hug.
Yeah, I'll do that. How's he dressed?
Domin is dressed in a sun cloth fitting, almost like a skin tight tuxedo.
All right.
Though the edges and creases are illuminated in a way that they give off like a faint blue light to kind of accentuate the form.
All right.
And they'll, hey, good to see you, but my boss is actually here for somebody else. Sorry, Lucius.
I'll kind of tilt my head with a what?
Who's your boss now?
I work for Sprite, and they'd really like to speak with Dosh.
Sprite's the other Dosh model, right?
Yeah. Okay. And one of the casino lords.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, naturally, I'd say. I don't know anyone who doesn't want to talk to me.
Are they in the back of a limo? Sprite, that is.
They are not, but Domin will open the door, and please, we're heading to the Dream Realm.
Yeah, I'll slide in.
I'm coming too. But before going, turning to Okani and saying, thank you very much for everything you've done for us. Are you safe? Are you going to be okay?
She'll wink at you, and I don't know anyone who's tried to kill me yet that succeeded.
Hold to that.
It was a draw, I hear from the backseat.
Oh. Once you all pile into the stretch limo, Domin will slide in, close the door, and yeah, it's good to see you all. Again, in less threatening circumstances.
I never really are felt they, that threatened.
Are they less threatening circumstances, Domin?
Hey, I just do what the boss tells me. The boss wants to see Dosh. And that is where we'll end the session.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe, you know all the stuff. A huge shout out and thank you to our Patreon supporters. For our intro and outro, you heard Monolithic. You also heard Laissez-Faire, both by Nihilor. Sound effects by Pixabay. And we're getting close here to the end of summer, and I'm excited. I want to see a lot of fun new colors this fall. All right. Bye-bye.